Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes, welcome to Keep the Ball Game! Yeah. What a guest.
Favourite song.
Wow.
Wrong favourite song.
I cancelled Charles. No.
Doesn't he seem up for today?
No, he seems
disappointed.
A bit flat, isn't it?
Disappointed that he came in and started.
He thought he'd be on
that.
High. But you'd be on after the game, eh?
Huh?
Continental Football at United next year.
One guy was
I bet he came in and went like
that. Accents,
I bet you the manager came in and went like that, this pattern. Get your passports looked out, boy. It's hard for him to say anything when he's your gaffer on it.
But Charlie, just we'll get after an absolute fly here. Andy, we've always had a wee hang with sort of chucked us, haven't we?
Aye, we don't like
with Dundee, we're not overly sure about Dundee. You've got a cracking
video.
Would
you say chucked us for Dundee?
We've got a cracking video for Dundee.
I nearly took my last breath and chucked Billand on Saturday. I thought it was gone.
How, what happened?
Nicky Clark scored. Celebrating, jumped and tapped him. And last time I ever did, pile on with the players, that's bad enough. You get a wee bit. Next minute, the fans come on.
What, on tap?
On tap.
I seen the stewards at the game.
Honestly, I think the Keisha came on, didn't
he? Oh, not one of them was under 18 stone. I swear, man. So I'm trying to get a breath.
It's good to see my man.
For fuck's sake. Eventually, man, the panic, unbelievable. Go up, my fucking head was gone. I've just elbowed. I was like, fucking up. Tied to drive people up. I thought I was gone, mate. I thought I was gone. I'd seen God at the Golden Gates.
Like, and also because Kieran Freeman got an assist, that is another reason to fucking take your last breath.
Ah, great.
I thought that ball, as soon as that ball, I thought that ball, only one place that's going is the stand, mate.
Oh, he's played
it. But these sheep's put it right across, isn't it?
Ah, great ball.
Charlie's revealed a video. We can't hold it off in the video. Yesterday, it's got to be.
Before we start, so, thanks very much to DFS. DFS for providing a couch for him to wear a day. That is a cream couch, mate, with arms caught.
That's unbelievable. Look at the back, but it's going to be different.
No, I think you look. I think you look much better today.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's much better. Like, definitely.
Where's it fit?
Reese.
Is it Reese?
I think they're getting a bit gutted that I'm wearing their
stuff.
Who's paying you too much money for? Is it Reese?
Is it Reese?
Is it?
Honestly, Reese,
you know to wear it. I thought you were getting fat. Why is that an XL?
No, do you know what happened? He was lying on the floor and his dad thought it was a couch and he sat on it and farted on it. I can smell it. Your dad's been dry riding the couch again, hasn't he? You can tell.
Fucking DFS,
you just sat there like, aye, your dad.
He likes what happened.
By the way, big man got slaughtered at the weekend.
Aye.
Oh, what?
Did you, big dog?
He was spotted.
Took the kids to the Celtic game, didn't I?
Did you get a bit of hard time?
And my tickets were right beside the Motherwell fans. And somebody's fucking spotted me, ain't they? They've started singing Kevin Kyle, you fat bastard. And,
oh,
who ate all the pies or that carry on? Kevin Kyle, a wanker, wee man's tapped me on the shoulder. I'm like, Dad, they're singing about you. Listening, son.
Listening,
son. Fucking mother. So obviously, Motherwell, hey, bit of banter and all that, but worst fans in the world.
Right, there you go. I'm still a Motherwell fan.
Imagine it was him
that
was sitting there.
He started it.
Are you getting that video
or what? What video is it?
It's amazing, mate.
Is it?
Tell me the story.
Only in Dundee, mate, right? So we're driving down by Tannadice. Stopped in to get a pair of boots for running the summer and that. Driving down Tannadice, guy walking up the street. I was like, that's Santa Shudder, no way. Fucking parrot, he's out walking a parrot. So I'm like, Tony, double back, got the video.
John Parrott on his shoulder.
Peter Emden on that. Paul, that's not the best bit about it. The best bit about it was, and I've got the video here, we pull in, start talking to him, everything Tony was saying, I was just repeating. So right, pull in. An old woman's new goat on her arm. He's holding her dog. She says in the video, and I done the accent, I'm not trying to attempt it, I'll swap my dog for your parrot. And they're negotiating swapping animals, and we're just watching this unfold, and then the parrot turns and goes like, hello.
Get it out, you want to get it out, you should put that up, shouldn't we?
Who was the woman, chief scout for Dundee United?
I actually, it does not look useful.
Jingles to mom.
Jingles to mom.
Aye, just here.
What size is that?
Oh,
he's a wee. So, who's his hello?
Who's that?
Listen, I'm trying to swap a milk for it.
Fanny Prado. Let's go see hello, look. Who's he?
By the way, we're lucky though, we've got the guy who's the king of the accent, so a wee Dundee accent. But set up the scenario though, you're trying to buy a parrot.
No,
and a Dundee accent. Come on, Kev. Last one of the season, you need
to get. Do Dundee.
So pretend Charlie's selling his parrot outside Tannadice and you're a punter that's walked up.
But he's starving, aren't he?
He's starving.
Dundee guy's starving.
You're starving today.
Right, come on. So Charlie's selling a parrot. You've got your dog. So pretend you're holding your dog.
And what we're buying? Parrot?
You try to swap your parrot for the dog.
I can't do Dundee.
It's just shy, mate.
Just
no,
me,
no, because he's hid his Dundee accent.
Oh.
He's ashamed to be.
So you start the convo.
I've got a good Dundee accent I can copy here.
Fair. Are we voicing it?
This is a wee guy, yeah.
What is it you always say? What, Thor or something? You say Thor?
Thor all the time.
Thor, aye. So get
Fair.
A Thor in
just keep on videos.
Just keep
Don't talk right
keep
on the world, videos.
Hey, let me get this up, man.
Before, while we're waiting, Derek Ferguson's performance last Thursday, mate, is the greatest day
oh my
performance
word.
Of
was it?
All
that
time.
Is the best
what,
of all
did
time.
He drink quite... A lot, or
mate,
was he
steaming again after two beatings?
How funny is it?
Some of the stories, him and Durante, him on a quad, and where was it?
Oh, was it?
Why is he not talking on the podcast?
He couldn't tell
no,
them.
No, he couldn't tell them.
They were sensational.
He's great, but he's even with the. He loves German football, not, didn't he?
who can translate this? This is a security boy outside Tannadice.
Big
Ryan
when
them
in the back pocket.
He's
got the
limousine
to
drive
one
old kid.
A top over here.
What is that?
There you
go, Kev.
Yeah, there's a bit of parrot.
That was Irish.
Aye.
That was Dundee.
Right, go do that again. So you've got your parrot. Right, go. So how are you selling this to?
What do you selling that parrot for? A favour.
A favour.
What's the favour you're after?
I'm after a pay. They say pay in Dundee.
And they say ninga ninga no, didn't they?
Ninga ninga no. Right. So what's your response? You selling this for a fiver or no?
Aye, sure, mate.
Favour deal. I can't do a Dundee.
Sighting, you were obviously back at your home club. Swindon, mate, how was it?
Loved it.
Was it?
People down there are the best, mate. Salt Earth.
You're 40 well.
Do you remember
you? I remember us, mate. I was asked to go down and do the boxes before the game. So
what years
were
you, Si?
4 years.
Aye.
4 amazing years, mate.
Was Cads with you, Si?
No, he's doing a course just now, coaching course.
Is he?
So he had his packed lunch with his jam pieces in it for his for his coach. But Bruni's doing their work.
Still vegan,
mate. He's still vegan, mate. But no, hopefully I'll end up at Swindon again one day, mate, because
wow.
I do hear a lot.
He's only just got to bring up to what he went to Swindon, I mean.
Try to get it.
Tell all the boys at Broomhill, they fucking sold him a dream and he's about to go to Swindon.
I'll take them as, mate. They did the, I'm it. Loyal, they did the business.
Aye, sure you are, absolutely.
Were you at Merson City? Celtic
no, night? Not at all.
Your dad was seen selling Smellsy's bag for a pound.
Everybody's passing at me.
That's why everyone was so steaming, weren't they? They were all smelling your dad. You know his dad walks with a rucksack. Let's go.
No,
mate. Farts in it before he goes out. Zips it up and then he sells smells for a pound.
The wee man, he'd been butter for a week, so I showed you that video, didn't I?
Andy, ready for the final, mate?
Aye. Can't wait.
How's the prep? Yo-yo test every day again?
Yo-yo test. Chasing Big Jig's arse doing a bit of training ground for 5 days, so we'll be fit anyway.
You but fancy yourself? I fancy
it. Aye, I do. Obviously, the weekend's not a good burn it, but it's different, isn't it? It's not the same.
Yeah.
You've all played in the games where it, it doesn't mean much, and the weekend was disappointing. But I just got to have Neyburn in the final. I think it'll be a good game. It's going to be good. Two good teams.
I've not put it on the sheet. It's not on the sheet, sorry. I've not put it. Somebody else hasn't put it on. But some of the Rangers young boys, Lowry, mate, looks. I've said it before.
He's been, mate, see, to be fair.
He's going against us, is that the left winger?
He's been brilliant. He's been brilliant any time he's played for Rangers this year. Leon King, I've said that a few times as well. Leon King for me, man. Right foot, centre halfway, left back.
You said that very long time.
Is it centre half?
Dog, sometimes play centre mid.
See, was Keith Lasley.
Keith Lasley, go at St Mirren. Position available.
Okay. But aye, good player as well. They've got some good young boys. Scottish clubs need to start integrating the young boys more, didn't they? Because a lot of talented boys. I think yours especially. How many academy players have you played this year?
I know, loads.
Mikkelsen looks good, mate. Talking about young players.
Very good. Just knows the game, knows where to stand in spaces, takes it in a half turn. Brilliant.
Talking about knowing where to stand, I seen the goal you conceded at the weekend. You were still in a good position, weren't you?
Where's that?
The goal you conceded, you were to get the video up there.
That wasn't him.
Was that not him?
No, Charlie Adams.
You're joking. No.
That's horrendous.
He looks like Charlie Adams.
The video was that small. See if that was you. You said Charlie, I thought it was him.
Why is he centre half?
Get yourself.
Was he playing centre half?
It's a bad.
No, he was never playing centre half. That's the second time that Doc wrote a prescription for me the other day, and he wrote Charlie Adam on this prescription. That's something to
understand. I'm better looking than him, to be fair.
What was Adams?
Charlie Adams, aye.
That's why you're getting the teeth done.
So we'll get the video up.
That's why you're getting the teeth done.
So wait a minute, he was digging out Charlie Adam in
the video.
Wow, I thought it was him for a bit of anger.
Why didn't you mind bringing Charlie into?
Charlie'd be good, eh?
Aye, be great about the place.
To get a straightener with him after what you've been saying this year.
Sort of that. But see, I'll tell you the new Scottish clubs, that must get merit into their youth because the finances are, we can't go out and just buy players, so bring them through, do you know what I mean?
But you don't want to date too early because obviously we've seen what happened to you when you got much too young.
Pick the right time, Matt.
That's so important.
Hibs made five day meetings as well, Saturday Hibs.
Who did Hibs, did they, right?
Aye, five kids.
Brilliant.
Don't ask me who they were, but there was five of them.
But it's alright, didn't it?
Aye, last game of the season, but...
Get them in.
Every now and then you're on there for Jane.
Yeah. Your man McLeod as well up front, like him.
He's not really trained much of his, but
right.
He's always playing with the 18s or seems to always be away with Scotland. He just appears on match days, but no, he does look a good player at times he's trained. And we've played loads this year, loads of young boys. There's some good players, but just they need time, didn't they?
That's so important. It's not a team of the season today.
I think we might be there next week.
Oh, we've got
the last one.
No, well, last league one. So, Rangers going to the Europa League final. How will they be feeling the night before a game? Any of you done anything to that sort of scale? You maybe now?
Do you know what I think?
No, that size,
no. No, you played in group stage in the Champions League.
Do you think there's much pressure, though? Do you think they're under much pressure?
I don't.
Do you think the pressure's off?
I wouldn't say the pressure's off, but
I genuinely think they've overcome every single hurdle that's threw at them, and now they've got
to lose.
They've got nothing to lose.
I don't like that. I'd say they're under.
You've got a Europa Cup final, you've got a great chance of winning.
I know, I don't disagree with that. I would say they're under more pressure in the Scottish Cup final than the Europa League. It's an unbelievable achievement to get there. I know, obviously, the difference between losing one and winning one is ridiculous, but
I know what you're trying to say. I know exactly what you're trying to say as an argument, but they're never expected to be there.
But they are there.
But they're there because of their merits and how well they've performed.
And they're playing against a team who isn't as good as teams have beat previously.
But what you can't take away is the fact that they know if they don't win it, it's not going to be a disaster.
No,
exactly.
They're
looking at it as they want to win it. Rangers want to win it, but we as neutrals looking outside thinking...
Right, I'll try to use an example, right? Your Swindon team playoff, you've got a playoff, didn't you?
Yeah.
Right, you think you've got a playoff final that weekend, but then you've got an FA Cup final on the Saturday. You're under more pressure to win your playoff final, aren't you?
Yeah.
So that's like Rangers domestically, they've over-exceeded all expectations to get to a Europa League final. They're still under pressure, but I think they'll be relaxed going up to it. I really do.
But I don't think they've got everything. Because you've had all that year, and it could mean nothing if you get beaten in the final.
Well, how can it not? Celtic, Seville teams, heroes, Rangers, know, Manchester teams,
no, I get that, but I'm just saying, if you get to a final and you lose
Frankfurt,
it. Playing against Eintracht Frankfurt.
Who they've got every chance of beating.
Plus,
this is massive.
You know Frankfurt haven't lost a game in Europa League?
No, listen, they're a good side. Of course they're a good side when they be there, but Rangers are well capable of beating them, and I think even
mean, to win it, nobody's ever won this in Scotland, this trophy, and the outcome of it, they go into the Champions League, which is massive financially into the pot one, which then is going to take them to a whole new level again.
Pot one's mental.
Do you know what I mean, though? So I think this is, you know, there's massive pressure. I don't think they'll be almost thinking the Champions League, right? But
you've read all the Champions League rules before.
He knows every state. He's a big Champions League guy.
I think they'll be so relaxed going into it. I really do. I don't think they're under. I personally don't feel as if they're under massive pressure. I think they'll be relaxed going into it. I think the big question is, how do they approach the game? Do they approach the game they have at home or away? Do they play three at the back? They play three at the back quite a few times in Europe. I think they will go for it. I think they should go for it. I think when they've played their best in
Europe. My concern with going for it is the climate. It's a hell of a lot.
He's doing climate.
It's roasting, isn't it?
It's absolutely, it'll be roasting. I've played in Seville myself. Played against Seville many years ago in a pre-season friendly, and I was blown at my hoop after 10. I genuinely think that, like, if they start fast and don't get that early goal, do they tail off near the end? But it'll be the same for Frankfurt, because they're not playing in a much better climate than we are anyway. So
I think, see, if you set off, when do you then go for it?
I know.
When do you say, like, we're going to go
Rangers,
for it?
Rangers over the course of the Europa League this season, when they've went for it from the off, they've got the goal early, and then they've either got a second goal and they've managed to get through the tie, so there's no reason why they need to change anything. I think they go for it and hope that they get something.
Frankfurt, the managers came out and said,
this guy's a Frank's he's an
expert on
European. He is your German expert.
Yeah, isn't he? It's like Graham Hunter, a German Graham Hunter.
That's Derek.
He's holding glasses out and he starts to talk about German fat man.
We Guillaume Balogun. What is it, Guillaume?
No, listen. See, with their manager has said, we really struggle at home because teams come and sit in and we can't break them down. You look at the Europa League, the run of it in West Ham, they annihilated West Ham away from home, hitting the counter. Do you know what I mean? So I think they'll actually struggle if Rangers sort of, I don't mean sit in where it's just try to stop them scoring, but Rangers are good on the counter as well with Kent and stuff. If I was Rangers, I would almost let them have the what times and look to hit the counter. I think they'll struggle to break.
What times would that be?
I know that's the only issue, because
certain areas.
Lose your time. Oh, that's not really.
You missed your time. That was your time there. You've just fucking missed it.
That's a great.
Right, when's the next time
it's
then?
It's a great question. It's a great question you ask, Si, because I've not got an answer for it.
And that is difficult. But so someone who struggle at home, you're the same, innit?
I really struggle at home. Under the bed, dying. You're saying what when you go away from home? That's certainly that be room that night roasting that.
Rangers' two worst performances though have been Leipzig away and Braga away.
When it's
two games where they just sat in,
yeah.
Never really had an out ball because they've no got a Morelos. I think it's different when you've got a Morelos up front, because when you're sitting in and they counter attack options, you've got, he makes bad balls good balls, he wins fouls, he makes that forehand. They've no got a striker. Kamal Roof might not even be fit. So I think personally they've got to do what they've been good at this year and get after teams.
How have they been when you've played them this year?
They've been alright. Nobody as good as Celtic, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Celtic much better, but they were actually good at Ibrox. We played them just there and they made a few changes. But all right, we played well against them at Tannadice, but Ibrox, we didn't turn up. But that was partly down to them. It's hard to say whether we didn't turn up or whether we just couldn't get the ball. They were just bastards. They were good.
What are they good at, Charlie?
They're good at... Celtic Rangers team, just demanding. They just want to have the ball. They get you in the half, they pay you back. But I feel like Celtic's structure and with the ball and their move and their where they set up and where their spread is of the team was much better than Rangers are kind of, to me it looks like they don't really, that's not a big thing they work on.
Yeah.
I don't know, Andy maybe knows better than that, but it seems to be like they've got good players and they get through it by doing that, whereas Celtic are set up in a shape when they
and this
the
is
ball,
how we play,
their 2-8s are high, mm-hmm. looking to run right. between the fullbacks. And that leaves the sitting midfielder with space, whereas Rangers I don't really see that. Maybe I just can't see it, but I don't really see it with Rangers.
Because I said the same to your brother Friday night, we were at a game and we're talking about Rangers. Do Rangers play it for the back? I didn't look at Rangers and go, that's how they play. Do you know what I mean? It's not like they've got a set way of
playing
for the back.
They mix up a bit. Sometimes they'll play out. Sometimes goals will take the ball and hit that long diagonal reverse to Kent. Sometimes they get in the midfield. It's all different. They don't, it's not obvious.
But I think they're very good off the ball.
Me personally, I think the big difference between Rangers and Celtic is I think Rangers are very much can hurt you at wide. I think they play both fullbacks high. They might leave Ryan Kent out one on one at times, but I think everything comes to cross balls, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Get in behind cross balls, cutbacks. Yeah. I think Celtic can sort of play through the middle, can go out wide. They've got their rotations where they come in with the inverted fullbacks all the time. So a bit different, but one thing I'll say, when you play to both teams sustain pressure really well, I think. I think they get bodies in an area where when they attack, if the ball's cleared, nine times out of ten, they're picking up
second balls. They're good at that, and especially with Lundstrom in the middle of pitch, he's very quick in the second.
Is that why Dickie hates that?
Right, Boris. So what will Boris Becker at? So this is just before, this is the last podcast before he goes to the jail. So what will Frankfurt bring, in your opinion?
I think when I look at the two teams...
Any key players?
I think
you'd be putting
less, he's on. Do you?
Yeah.
No,
do you
see?
I am now we're talking.
Aye, but see, honestly, me and Matt Dab were talking about it last night in a game of snooker. And we were sitting saying.
Does he wear his rucksack when he plays snooker?
Aye. Takes that afternoon again. But listen, when we were talking about Frankfurt, I think when they talk about styles make fights, I think this actually suits Rangers. I think the two styles of teams actually suits Rangers.
Have you really seen a lot of Frankfurt?
Aye, a hell of a lot. And I think that. They struggle with ideas when a team sort of are hard to break down and whatever. So
have they not got that kind of creative playmaker in the middle of the pitch?
Not at all.
Is it very much working?
They're fantastic on the counter attack. They really are.
Having pace up top?
Speeds.
Kostic at Nike.
He's a great player. And that has almost been the full thing through the years of German football. And Charlie Weaver big on that about the counter attack. Do you know what I mean? They've always been great at that. And they've got that model. But Leipzig were great in the counter attack as well. And Rangers stopped that. I think it suits Rangers.
When we're speaking here, it seems to be a thing always in football, we say, oh, they should go for it or sit in, as if there's only two things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You can go for it, you can press high, and you can be in a shape and you've not got the ball. There's different ways to play the game, do you know what I mean? They're going to sit in, there's not two options to play the game.
And Rangers, that is what Van Bronckhorst has been brilliant in Europa League. He's seen that, maybe drop Lundstrom back to a three. Mm-hmm. We can sit and get a wee bit of pressure, then they can then make a few subs and then push out. He's been great at noticing when to do it or not.
I think it's identifying when to do it. Because like you say, Charlie, there's no one or two options. I look at the Leipzig game away from home, and Rangers obviously sat in, but see that on the odd occasion they did attack with Kent on the ball coming in, they caused Leipzig problems. So I feel in that game, had they maybe went a wee bit more attacking, I think they potentially could have got something more than what they got. Eventually didn't it was irrelevant because they won the home tie, but I think it's just that first 5 minutes you've got to try and suss out the other team and how they are set up and look to see. Is there an opportunity? Because I think if you get the ball to Kent early and get him up and down that wing, I think there's always an opportunity that he's going to create something.
So when you say going for it, what do you mean?
Press high at the pitch.
Press high.
Can I let them come in at your half and sit off and try and hit on the counter?
You can't just say press high up the pitch, though, can you? You've got to have a way of
doing it. The Rangers have got a way of doing it because they do it at home. That's what I'm
saying.
They've
done amazing at home.
Will they play the way they play at home in Europe, or will they play the way they do away from home and kind
of? But do you think a lot of the way they play at home is with the atmosphere, it creates that buzz.
The atmosphere creates it.
The atmosphere, does that give you that?
Well, it does give you an extra bit, but
you still obviously need to be set up.
I've got a sneaky feeling Rangers play three at the back.
Yeah, but Lundstrom drop back.
I really do.
And put
no
in
inside
the
knowledge, no reason for it. I just have a feeling they'll do it. I think they've done it every round at a certain period of the game. They might not have started with it, but they've changed in it.
So Lundstrom goals.
Where does Kent play within that system when they go to the back?
I think he might play up front.
More central.
Because I think Leipzig, when they went to it, it was Scott Wright and Aribo up front. I don't know, I've just got a feeling they go three at the back.
Yeah.
I think they might be a wee bit more solid in the structure. But like you said, with times when they can go.
What, and then maybe put an experienced head with Davis in the middle of the pitch?
No, like
Davis or Kamara maybe.
Yeah.
One of them. But you tend to think it might be more Kamara, just if you look at the team that they played last week, where obviously Davis playing and leaving Kamara.
And you can quite change that, Andy, during the game. See, if you have got Lundstrom back, you can push him up, man, which is great. Do you know what I mean? The energy's great, isn't it? Uh-huh. It's real football knowledge, isn't it?
Great tactics.
You've been unbelievable.
I've been
We should just speak about fucking. See, if you made this a German football podcast, you'd be the number one pundit in the country. You were at Celtic when Seville. I don't think I was full time at the time.
We got all paid for us, all the staff and everything. 17 at a time, buzzing, packed my bag the night before, phoned them on meeting the Celtic Park, fucking buzzing. Bag sitting, went to find my passport, couldn't find it.
Oh. Which you never went?
Never went. Only one that never went. Sat in the house watching the game.
Your missus has hid that in it?
No, I wasn't wearing it at the time.
Oh, why not?
17 year old.
That's horrible.
Just sitting there like my backpack. Boys were just on the bus.
Celtic strip, what'd you wear? What'd you watch?
Just on boys. Just on boys' tap on.
Oh, mate, that's a sickener.
Absolute sickener. Boys were like pictured like, they were on all day, you know, that straight for nightclubs right to Celtic Park and right there. All expenses paid, a ticket. I never came across that passport. Ever?
Nah,
someone's had that. 2 weeks later,
someone's had
Tom Boyd's involved with that.
Boyd's had that, innit? He was seen jumping about Seville with your passport in his mouth. right, more Rangers, wasn't it?
I'm saying no, and you know my reasons why.
Because I'm saying yes.
I think they win it. I think they've got the bit between their teeth. There's another cliche. What is that?
What does that mean? What does that mean? They've got
I just think they've overcome so many good teams. I know Frankfurt's done the same and beaten the likes of Barcelona, knocking them out, and they lost a game. But I just think that the occasion. I think these Rangers guys seem to be able to deal with it, and I think they'll do it.
Mm. Paul,
I think Rangers win easily.
Do you?
Nah, I think they win. I do. Uh-huh. I think it's comfortable.
Charlie.
No, I don't think they will.
No?
No.
Based on?
I don't know much about Frankfurt. I just think I'm just going to take a stab in the dark with the one.
Don't mind that, stab in the dark.
You did, I didn't. You stab,
what was it?
You
used to like stab in the cliche. Dark? Explain that cliche. What do you think, Si?
I think Rangers won, mate.
Uh-huh.
I do, I think Rangers won. I think Van Bronck has been brilliant in Europe this year. I think he'll get it right.
He has, he's done well in Europe,
very good tactical.
He is.
Scottish Cup final as well, Andy. How's the prep?
Good, mate. Shape good. There'll be a lot of shape this week, I'd imagine. I think we've played Rangers 4 times. 2 games have been really close, obviously drew with them at Ibrox. I thought we were the better team at Tynecastle, the one we lost, and then 2 have not been good enough to get a bit of a down. So probably watch plenty footage of what went well in the good games, what didn't go well in the bad games, and I'd imagine we'll look at how we're going to set up with possession. Because I think in possession we don't really change. I don't think we've changed much, to be honest. Don't want to go too much into tactics that you're saying, but I'm confident. We're obviously the underdogs. It's going to be hard when we're playing a good team, but I think we've showed this season we're a good team.
When will he name his team?
He usually does it the day of the game or the day before. I've got a feeling because the cup final might do it a bit earlier.
Mm.
Don't know, but I don't know about you as a player, but I think you should do it earlier.
Do
you? Aye, I think so.
Think so?
I prefer it new the day before I, but I've done it where Lenny was an hour and a half before the game.
I know, you're nervous.
Oh, the name,
you had a good rough idea.
I think the game's different now. Like you're talking about like boys being professional. See, if they're known the team, they're still going to prepare.
Yeah, right.
It's not the same like 15 years ago where I can't not play anymore. I'm not fighting.
Whereas before, the Buddha would go for a night out before. The
Buddha's back.
You tell that story.
I never tell that story.
Do you know that he told that story when you were there?
I never even mentioned the Buddha. And then I just, because I'd fucked the story up, I just said that they both got naked and started wrestling.
But the best bit was he told that story 5 minutes before that. And that was the ending of that one.
You never struggle with that story, mate. Just say somebody was wrestling naked.
And they see, obviously, you've lost a cup final. Because of that, do you go back to and think when you knew you were in another cup final, would you say you would have the preparation different?
Nah. You've played well in that. Was it the final against Celtic? You've played really well.
Didn't start well. Celtic went 2-0 in the first like 20 minutes or something like that, didn't they? And then we changed to. Our game plan changed after they went 2-0 up. And then
that's why Robbie Nielsen's a Hearts manager and the Brimhill manager.
Got a lot more joy after that, and obviously we're 2 penalties away if we win it. But I always think sometimes you take a bit more for the ones you lose. I always think you remember, see big games you lose, they stick out in your head more than the ones you win.
So what did you think? Sometimes winning bigger games is relief, isn't it? You could have done better, obviously, just the start.
Aye. Well, it's a completely different team, it's a different game, so game plans will change, but sometimes you can easily regret when you lose games. I never done this right, we should have done this different. But I ain't going into the game. One thing's for definite, we'll know exactly what's expected of us. Whether we go and press, whether we sit, regardless of what it is, we'll know exactly what's expected, so there's no excuses what the game plan's going to be.
Do you think some managers can actually over prepare for a cup final? Some you were at Celtic, did you feel that at times? No.
Nah, it was just another week. Another game. You start to get excited a day or two before it, but it wasn't. I don't remember anything much changing.
I think the only difference
we trained at Parkhead once before we beat Motherwell 3-0 in a Scottish Cup final, and that was the only thing you changed.
Did you score that again?
Aye.
The free kick, wasn't it?
Smashing free kicks because we were training Celtic Park. We shoot onto the pitch really early, half an hour before training, just started smashing free kicks.
Lenny and goals.
Hey,
some saving.
Try to save him, Here, can you check that couch for some spare change?
Spare change in there.
It's a bottle. Wait. It's a Sky remote.
It's
got a Sky remote in his pocket.
There's a Johnny in there.
Isn't he funny?
I think the only thing that is sometimes different with these games is you just want to get them, you just want Kicker to be here.
Aye.
Seeing it's mere media stuff and mere like.
You didn't press it, didn't you?
Aye. You just want the game here. You know what I mean? It's that way.
Who were you in with the night before?
On her head.
Oh, he's getting in. GMS all hitting the room when he's in.
Oh, I don't
sleep
know.
Sleep with the light on, didn't he? 100% sleep with the light on.
Hey, he puts his door on the latch, didn't he? Just in case.
Is that a new thing, that rooming on your own?
Oh, what's it?
Since COVID, I think.
Is that aye?
There's only one thing you're doing when you're in a room. I've always said this, so it's a dangerous game. There's only one thing you're doing when you're in a room on your own, isn't
what if you're
in
that door?
Your legs are fucked in a game, man. Come out like that on the pitch.
What a feeling when that door shuts in it and you know you're yourself.
do you get a room yourself as well?
Aye. We did at Celtic as well. Lenny was big on that.
On your own?
Aye. Apart from Young Boys. He used to put them in.
I think it's a disaster rooming with people sometimes.
Yeah, they snore on
them.
Imagine being with the big man.
I told you.
No, I was good. I was always fucking bed for 10 o'clock.
See, that's shite though. I take that.
I know,
the lights were getting turned off. He'd no option.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
You ever see him be snoring?
Aye, mate.
Sleeps in the bathroom light on.
Sleeps in the bathroom light on.
Sleeps in the bathroom light on. I was like, that needs to go off. He's like, nah, keep it on your own. I turned it off, I think he was joking. No, I need that on.
Why?
Back on. Just must be used to it. So you got the bathroom light on the whole night.
And you could just be ready to fall asleep. Next thing you know, you hear the phone going, you go out on loudspeaker and they just be packing something.
Oh, mate, that's the worst.
Honestly, just chatting right to me too. I didn't have a word to say, fall asleep. Up in the morning, honestly, he's ready to go straight away. First words that come out of his mouth, he's like, I know with you last night, a bit of banter right away. Does he stop?
Tell him what you caught in the bathroom in your shower.
Is that a true story?
On his knees with the Zoo magazine, just on.
No, but where was the t-shirt?
Paul t-shirt was one of the ones early sheep like that. Bust the bathroom door out of him.
Kids, you ever
celebrating
me sleep?
Oh, brilliant, man. Do you ever do it on the couch?
Is that flick?
That's full of flick. I see the pillows to match it.
Did you get a leather polish with that?
Oh, thank you, God.
That's nice, isn't it, mate? Isn't it?
Aye, lovely. I like it.
Thanks.
It's nice. Do you play the cup final, Kev? Are you
just a semi final. Old Trafford,
fuck Old Trafford.
that was a bit as big as it got, but.
You're passing with scratchy that day, though.
Very scratchy.
Are you nervous, Andy?
No.
What's not?
Not to be nervous about it.
Nice and that Scottish Cup final against Rangers.
I think you might get a couple of hours before you might get a wee bit of pre-game nails, but.
So she going to this, like, somewhat, would you say you've got nothing to lose going at this?
They're the underdogs. I think we've.
Your
big game, no doubt about it, was the semi. Because we guaranteed Europe, obviously, finance for the club. Don't get me wrong. We're still going out to win the cup, so you're still disappointed, like you says. But there's no as much expectation on us, but 100%, yeah, we still want to win.
That's the thing about when we're saying there about having nothing to lose. Doesn't mean you don't want to win any less. You still want to win. You just know that you're no expected as much as Rangers are. But
in the same breath, there's no point getting to a final if you don't win.
No,
I don't like it. I'm not getting the vibe for it.
Then I get this, you've got nothing to lose. Why are you playing
the cup final?
I never said you've got nothing to lose. You said, how would they be nervous? I don't think they'd be nervous. I think they'd be
no, but the whole nothing to lose.
That's a fan stroke. Us as pundits hate an opinion, but lose. Players are going out there to win.
I think you're telling them straight away that I think they're better than you. You've got nothing to lose. Do you know what I mean?
See, it's mad how different people take different things.
Aye.
It's crazy.
On the other hand, you could do the Pedro presentation.
Yeah.
With the 300 and you're like, switch off. You know what I mean?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, but that's comical, that, isn't it?
So would you build? So how would you deal with it? Just say you were Rangers manager, right? Would you build up to be biggest game ever? We must win, fucking.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All out.
If I was a Rangers manager, aye, and we're the favourites, definitely.
Would you?
Yeah.
What if you
play for Rangers? We should be beating Hearts.
But no, I'm talking about the Frankfurt, like Frankfurt game.
Definitely. We're Rangers. They're Frankfurt. We're more than capable of beating these.
So what about Hearts playing Rangers?
Same.
So they bought, so you're just building it up to them.
Yeah. It's a final, mate. Isn't it? A one-off game. 100%.
I think you have to. You've got to make your own team.
Of course you do, mate. Believe that they can win.
Believe that they can win.
I can't believe he's no gives a wee bit more insight to Broomhill.
We speak.
Mate, I've spoken about Broomhill for the last 2 weeks. I'm fucking sick.
No, he's like Matt Haley, ain't he? How
is Broomhill going to play? Matt Haley was on my elections, mate.
Let's get a link to this then. How can we put this in?
I've got a quick story about him. This boy, Mark Haley. His name was, what was his name?
Mark Haley.
Oh, spitting image of Mark Haley, but right.
So this is you doing your A license just now?
What?
Is this a story about the A license?
That's a story about the A license. Right, so what was that all about? You know, my license?
No, because we need to kind of get a link into how you're getting into the story.
So, a bit of attention we used to.
So he was a talk about Ramadan, somebody offered my sweetie, you know, they offer these sweeties during the licenses sometimes of all of these. So he's like, no, I'm doing Ramadan. So I was like, how's that work? I said, like, I can't eat all day. Long haired in the air, right? Mark Haley's spin. I mean, I couldn't stop thinking about it. And every drill he wanted, he got front. And I just kept seeing Mark Haley. I was getting me through the days, right? So he's like, so how's that? Was like, no food during the day. Can't eat. Only when it's sunlight can I eat. I was like, fucking hell, anyway, like that. And no sex. And I'm like, he's like, I find it hard with that one. I was like, right, laughing. The next drill, right? I'm no joking. It was like, a lot of phase of plays were all going towards that goal, right? And I'm centre half doing the drill. Oh man, I was gone. He was in goals at this point. And I've seen for a distance a bird coming, it's at the wood of uni. You get the leggings not, gym leggings not on, right? I look at him, right? He's in goals, we're coming towards him. He's just staring at the bird. Looking by like that. And I'm like, table next to me. Oh fuck, he's on Ramadan, he's no sex. Look at him. I'm all fine through the story. I tried to tell this boy quickly next to me, he's sound as fuck. This boy loved the banter. I thought, by the time I've told it, he'll have turned round and the joke's gone. Mm-hmm. I told him, he looked, mate, he was gone. 2 hours were sent a half of this drill, tears running down her face, just watching him. We're coming towards him, mate. He goes, lads, a wee glance like that. And back to the bird, just watches this bird for fucking about 2 minutes, walking into a moat. Oh, that is gone.
Oh, sensational.
Charlie boy.
Talk to A-Licence, our new manager's in at Fleetwood Town, Scott Brown.
Aye, Charlie.
Did you always see it in him, Charlie, to go and be a manager?
Coming near the end, aye, definitely. He's, he liked all the stuff. Obviously Phil Rogers, and I think that was probably one of his biggest influences in Strachan and that. So, nah, fair play, I think. Good club as well, good place to start. Aye.
Did you say he's getting his hair like Rodgers at the start with the blonde thingy in the earring? Can you tell that story now?
What?
When you got added chat in the group chat?
No, I got put in the actual itinerary groups that went back to training there.
So you'd left Celtic?
So I'd left, I was negotiating a contract, and then I was coming in to obviously train to keep myself fit to negotiate the contract or whatever I was doing. So obviously the arrangements and all that are going to this one group chat with staff and everything. So I've got added in the group chat. I've not been in training yet, bearing in mind it's my first day. Added in for the arrangements. Added in straight away. Don't know if you ever saw the picture of Brendan Rodgers when he's got an earring like that. He's got the big quiff, Charles Michael quiff and that on him.
You never
just, put
in.
I put that as the icon. As the picture. Straight away in the morning.
What, was all the staff?
All the staff, everything. It was deleted, gone within 2 minutes. Kendall messaged me saying, "You're a prick."
And did you ever bring
up with you, mate? I went straight into him. He's like, "He wouldn't like that." I went, "I know."
No, did Roger see it now?
No, I don't think he's seen it. Oh, well, I fucking know he's new.
See what you're saying about.
I thought it was a compliment. He's looking well.
Wait, see what you're saying. Did you see Brian? When did you used to feel? I know you're not. You're still playing and stuff, but you love coaching. When did you used to feel in your career you felt that you wanted to be a coach? Or you liked it? Was it early on? Or
no, it wasn't. I never even gave a second thought until I was about 29.
Maybe.
Started to think
later,
about it.
Aye.
Were you the same? No, mate. I didn't want to be a manager.
I know.
And then obviously cracks left Peterhead, and Jim was like, "Why don't you do the coaching?" I was doing the kids at Celtic, and I was like, "I'll get a bash," and I fucking loved it, mate. Just got a buzz off it straight away. Got a good response for the players and what we were doing, what we were trying to do. So,
but where do you feel, Sicy, like, if you're not being a coach, but you're so big on a way of playing?
Yeah.
Where do you think that comes from?
I don't know, mate.
Is it critiquing? Teams each week on here, and obviously going and watching the games that you did, playing all things. And then you're obviously a coach, so he's having to analyse how Peterhead didn't perform that way on the Saturday. Mm-hmm. So you then start to see, right, how can we, is that, because that's the one thing, I want to be a coach. And obviously with kids, it's fucking completely different than the age group I'm working with, but that's what I would struggle with, the shapes, the different formations, how do you change it to adapt?
Aye, and I think you need to believe it to teach it.
Aye. That's a great point.
I think you need to believe it to teach it. Because
even if you sit back, Charlie's like, Simone's made a defensive manager, but
he believes in that.
But it's like what Klopp says about Tottenham. He says, I kind of coach that, so I kind of play it. That's what I'm getting at
you. I was brilliant at
that. Brilliant, mate.
So good, it just wasn't a dig. It was just not his way is his way, but I kind of do it. If you win a game by doing what you're doing, or doing any old way, you just go, all right, we've won, we'll move on. But how do you improve if you don't know how you've, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how you set out to win a game, if you just go out and set a team up and you win it, and you'll move on to the next game, your team are never getting any better because you don't know how you've won it.
Yeah,
did you hear what Pep Guardiola
it?
Said? I'm sure he said to Tony Mowbray, right?
You said this on here,
Have I said it on here?
I think so.
I can't
remember it.
He said, like a big thing with all the managers and all that, and somebody asked him, well, what if you took over Accrington Stanley in the morning? And he says, I play the same way. He says, footballers can control the ball and pass it.
Somebody asked that in the... We had an argument one night, not an argument, a talk in social
about the pub,
stuff like that, and like you said there, nip it in the bud, like me and Slaney coach at the kids' level, and all I try and do the kids is to learn how to dribble it well, learn how to control
what
it.
What age group kids?
Seven and eight years old. Learn how to pass it.
Aye.
Right? So last Wednesday night, the training was a bag of shit, and I'll be honest, and I told them that. I said to them, it wasn't good enough tonight, boys. Didn't do well. Saturday, in some parts of the games they played in, was all right. But see, had they did the training better during the week and passed it better on Saturday, the games have been better. So see like you say in any age, right up to adults, if they all know how to do the basics right, it's about how quick you think to be able to do them better. That's why the Man Cities, they play the same way all the time, and you know now, well, why can you not set up a team to stop that? It's because they then move it quicker and other people think quicker and they move in positions quicker. If you only got the people that think like that, you're always just going to be that stagnated team. You're looking for that one piece of player or a couple of players in your team just to think a wee bit quicker and better than the other guys, and that's how you get out of positions.
See, Guardiola did say that back in Stanley, but then at the same time he buys a goalkeeper for 40 million.
But that's because he can, mate.
No, but he had Joe Hart there. He didn't think he could do that.
play it. So he's saying, aye, I can sign the players, I'll still do it. But Joe Hart was there.
But Joe Hart can't do what Ederson can do, mate.
But I'm saying, but I can sign the players.
So what he's thinking is Ederson can play, but he can also boom that one if people are pressing him over the top.
The thing, but that's the thing. Like, he might say, I'd go and do that. Doesn't mean he's got to be successful at Accrington Stand. Aye. But that, the best thing, I think that's the best thing about football. There's no right, there's no wrong. Everyone thought,
exactly, mate.
With Pep's Barcelona 4-3-3 playing out for the back was the way to go. Then Klopp came with Gegen Prescott after teams, then that was the way to go. Conte's 3-4-3 Chelsea.
You remember
right or wrong, is there?
No.
And at the last night, Mixu part of line and brought in Eremenko at Kamarnik and got them playing like fucking Man City, popping the ball around because they had him in the middle, wanted the ball all the time and made people move. So you can do it.
See when I said that there about Guardiola saying that about Accrington, automatically people assume that he's done it. He's went to Accrington. People just assume, oh, Accrington would be successful then. No, he's not done it.
It might not work.
But that's what he says.
He does it.
But it's easy. It's maybe easy to say that when you've done Barcelona B, Barcelona,
Bayern Munich,
Man City. I'm not saying it.
But is it though easier because you're playing for a massive club, losing like you say with Rangers is a catastrophe. So is it more a risk to go and play like that? Because it's riskier. There's more chance you might lose games at first. Because the players didn't know it.
But it is what you're saying.
For a long term game.
40 million for somebody that can do it.
But you're saying five days a week coaching, you're training your players 5 days a week, you've got that time and effort. You put the time
and
effort.
Do you think Tony Ralston would be able to do what he's doing there?
Exactly. If you put time and effort into players and coach them, if they can't do what you want, you coach them to do that. If you don't want to do it, you put the doors on.
I think players, if they have the clear guidelines, your plan, right?
Yep.
Like you're talking about Anthony Ralston there. They take confidence on the back of that. So see when what breeds confidence.
I said that about Michael Beale, didn't I?
What breeds confidence when you know you're doing something right. So what's right? Right is what my manager wants after me. So if I know within the realms of what he's asking and I'm doing it right, I'm going to grow up. And you go, he was shite under that manager, but look at him now. Because
I bet you Anthony, before us, he's never had a clear message of what a manager wants from him.
Clear vision. The easiest thing is a fit upper is if you know exactly what's expected of you.
See, that's the thing about fit or not. It seems to be that a lot of people go like that, or you're playing or you're launching it, but the space has got to be somewhere, so you need to...
The player needs to see that where the space is, exactly.
Now, how is a ball doing... If they're high and there's no pressure on the ball and you put it down the side for a striker, it's the best ball.
Well, that's the thing.
That's the thing with Man City, mate. It's the biggest misconception ever. How many times did De Bruyne in a game play that ball over the centre half?
Loads.
It's not as if, like, in their total football, but if there's still a space in behind to play something in goal, they still play it.
Aye, De Bruyne, every time he gets that ball on the right hand side and he whips it in behind the back four. It's amazing.
This is fucking going on.
That was amazing. This is
proper football chat though.
Was there anybody that inspired you to be love coaching? Just the last one on coaching.
He took wee bits for everybody. Gordon Strachan, I liked a lot of the stuff he'd done, but he took wee bits. Ronnie Dyle had some good stuff. Bits and pieces. But I don't think you can take, unless you properly see it and you believe it, I don't think you can go, I'm going to use his stuff, I'm going to use it. Because you're trying to teach somebody else's stuff. Unless you actually believe that that can happen and you see it and you fucking feel it. Because if it doesn't work, you then can say to your centre-half, I don't care. Because I know that's going to get us more success or the closer however amount of games, for example. So you'll say, get back and get it. You're not saying, play for the back, and then when he fucks it, you go, go! Because that's just creating an uncertainty.
Yeah.
Because Bruno said in his interview that he's took bits from everybody and he's copied all the drills. And he likes a lot of drills, but I want to use their drills, but add my spin on the drills, just tweak them a bit.
Yeah.
I think that's magic. It's one thing I regret no day is jotting down drills with all the managers you played with.
Yeah.
Because there were some drills you had in training.
But there's one day you like, mate, they'll stick in there.
Aye.
I think, I know you said you wanted to move on, but this is the last thing I would say. Look, I wouldn't have a set formation until I went into a football club. I would have my style of play, but my formation would depend on the players that I've got. Because, like he says, only Pep Guardiola and a few select managers got an open chequebook to go and sign him.
But he's done it this year, changed sort of 3-3.
What if your three best players are three centre halves? Yeah.
That's what Callum Davies said at the same time last year. But the thing is, that's why I have to this, mate, is that I'm getting to pick
how important do you think formation is?
No, really, no. Style of play is more important than that.
Because you said the formation changes throughout the game, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. When do you ever pause a game and it's in a formation?
I'm not going to mention the coach, right? But we had a shape, right? And the coach used to say, I wish I had a pen to show you, right? But the coach used to say, right, so say you had...
This is Marty, wasn't it?
No. So say you're saying 4-3-3, right?
Say I'm standing on my head.
Say you're saying 4-3-3, right? He would say to us, what position is he? She say, right winger. He's like, no. He's a 10, he's a 9, he's an 11, he's a 7. In that shape, he can be any positions.
Oh.
He's not a right winger. He could be a 9 at some parts of the game, he could be a 10, he could be a 11, he could be a 7. Yeah. What position is he? Mm. You say a 6. Yeah. He could be a 6, an 8, a 10. Do you know what I mean?
So
that,
yeah.
I think that's the point about affirmation. Affirmation, you might say you're a 4-3-3, right? You might take 1,000 still frame pictures in a game and only 3 or 4 times you're actually in a 4-3-3. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it doesn't really mean brilliant, anything.
Andy. Right, let's go. Beat on a nod, you're about Charlie, 2x teammates. How good have they been for Celtic?
Brilliant, man. Brilliant. Great send.
But what would you like
Saturday
better than the two?
Big Velcro heed, Roger. Good lad.
Is he a good lad?
Oh, great
guy. He's quiet,
great
guy.
He's quiet, but he's OCD, you know that?
Is he?
OCD proper.
Give us an example.
His locker, he comes in the morning and he folds his stuff perfect. Like, sits his phone, watch, everything just in a line.
Love that.
Everything coordinated.
Would you ever mess up?
Gordon Ramsay would love him, wouldn't
he? Every day. Mess it up every day. Nah, two great servants, man. Brilliant.
What's Beat on like?
Nice guy, really nice guy. Yeah. Aye.
Good player, Beat on it.
Aye.
You surprised he went? Rodzic? You surprised?
I must have something sorted about
him. Aye, definitely.
What, abroad?
Aye.
I'm not surprised, you know. I think he's been a brilliant football player, but I think they've got that next level. I think the way Ange wants to play.
Jinx, so?
I don't think it's Ange's decision.
I think if Ange wanted to keep him, he stays now.
Well, it's like he says, I think he's got something lined up. He's been linked with the Middle East for the last, what?
Maybe he wants to go back.
Year or so.
He's missed his Australian entry as well, maybe.
Is that right?
I don't know if that's the case.
For,
do you want to message him, ask him now? Was it Ange?
Ask him why he's been. Rodzic has been unbelievable for Celtic, though. Some of the moments he's provided.
Good a lot of big game moments aye. As well.
Yeah, yeah.
Very emotional when he came after, didn't it? Really sad. But me and you didn't get that, see, like, did we?
Because you got a good send off, now.
No.
I was, because I was negotiating a contract, so I was like, came in the summer, and it was as if I was staying, and then never agreed the contract, and we.
So you never even got the.
No, because it was
horrible,
like,
mate, innit? I hate that.
It was a strange one, because I was thinking I was maybe staying or. And it never happens. So.
You look tired, mate. Going to have you lying on that guy.
Dear.
Come on.
So
you're going to
put one. I know, it's rubbish when players have done so well for clubs and they didn't get a send.
I didn't deserve one. My thing was more I didn't get to say see you later to like the kitchen staff and the, obviously, Jimmy God rest his soul, Disco, like Stevie, people like that. That's what bothered me more. It wasn't so much being on the pitch to get a send off.
I watched him watching Bruno. He must be sitting there thinking, what I've done for the club and then like guys like Beaton who deserve it, but Bruni must be something like that.
Bruni? But you got to send that for his testimony on it, didn't you?
But didn't he get that?
You
didn't get that reaction.
Where they put
mate, when he went back with.
I know, but
who did he go back with Aberdeen?
I don't think he gives a
fuck. No, I don't think he gives a
fuck. Kind of got it with that as well, didn't he? When he went back with Aberdeen,
oh no, because there was no fans.
In his last year.
It's just, I don't like it. It's hard.
Where would you think you deserve to send off Motherwell?
Motherwell 100%.
I should have been out in the windows.
I had it done.
What's happened, Paul? Up on the update.
It's on his living in Flair now, isn't it, the pitch?
If you'd got it there, Slide Dad could have redeemed the family. But
you had to invest again more money.
I put my money into the club again for the pitch.
Have you?
To help them out again.
You pulling money in?
Is that instalments, wasn't it?
Yeah, instalments into the club. So I
was taking the dugout and then putting seats in, putting couches in.
Oh boy,
big corner couch in the dugout.
Do you know when I was seeing, I was like, we were walking up the other day and I was like, I can't see. I was looking in the mirror the other day and my mum was right side of me, my dad was the left side of me.
Front three? You've put the front three on the new grass in the living room. Wait, but should I sit in the living room?
I was sitting in the kitchen. There was nothing in me that looked
first time I've won them. I was picking them up. He's like, what are you wearing?
Did he?
I really couldn't feel it. And on me the day that I felt they could have a wee pop at me if I wear that today.
I'm more happy that he changed the fucking jeans.
because I was getting one.
The piss
jeans. They were on for 6 weeks solid, easy.
They got some run out.
How long before
they got send
a five burger at your dad's his actual couch?
Did the jeans get a send off? You're standing best in the way.
Oh, it's my last year. It's my last year.
You're taking over, mate. Right, we're on to Big Charlie because we've only got him once. Dundee United, fourth in the league, man.
I think I had them doing for relegation, beginning the season.
Somebody had them as a dark horse.
There you go, Charlie.
What was it you seen in that? Well, so, if you explain your point first,
I had
why did you tip them as a dark horse?
Well, I thought they underachieved being bottom six last year with the team that they had. And then, what I always say, the best teams do when they're most successful is recruitment. And I thought they recruited well in the summer. So I thought they could only get better than what they were last year. Brought in good players, good blend of young boys. I think the boy Dylan Levitt for me is, I think he's
talented
very
kid,
good.
Isn't he?
Aye, very good.
Yeah, very good. So I thought they improved and I thought the league position would show that, Simon.
Right, so how you've done it, Charlie? How you finished fourth this year? Full rundown.
Well, it's didn't start great, but we did it sorry in terms of the first game of the season, and then we had a bit of a conversation, a team meeting after Aberdeen, and then we beat Rangers after that, and then we kind of just kept going forward, picking up results. It's hard to fucking. It's hard to say exactly why, because there's been a lot of things happening. A lot of, obviously young lads playing, and we've played different formations. We played the 4-3-3. We played long bob. A couple of times we passed it. We played different ways. We played the back three. So it's hard to put your finger on it. We just ground out results at good times. See, we won games at good times. We get beat a few times. We played Jews. Use hammered us at fucking. And yeah, you laugh. And then when we need a result, we just seem to get it. Like Motherwell, beat them 1-0. Got a draw against Celtic the other night. And we won. We beat Ross County the other night. But there's been times in the season where that's happened where we've went on a wee bit of a bad run and thought, this is massive, and we've managed to get
that result.
It's hard to say how we've done it. We've
good characters, I would say, in the squad.
There's good players.
Yeah,
there's a good squad there. The manager's been good. The coaching staff's been good.
You'll need to recruit well again, because you're expecting maybe. I mean, we see this every year. We're expecting a bit. I mean, Aberdeen to have a kick again. Hibs to have a kick.
I think you're right. Good point. But we need to concentrate on us, and we do. I think every team needs to recruit well, don't they? But aye, we lose a few. We lose Big Benji, so we need a keeper.
Mm-hmm. We'll leave it if he maybe doesn't.
Levitt, hopefully we can keep him, but I don't know if we will. But he's very good as well.
He'll not be there next year. Sorry, mate. I don't think he will.
Nah, neither do I. I'm hopeful.
Oh, you'd have him sitting for you, mate. Big man was playing sitter the other day.
You said you enjoyed that, mate, didn't you?
I enjoyed it, aye.
You've done it a few times in the Champions League with Celtic, didn't you?
Aye, I did.
I told him that's the best game I've ever seen him play, mate. It was away to Belgium, Scotland, or maybe at home to Belgium. Sat in front of the back four. Best game I've ever seen.
You need to be a player to be in there, I know, don't you?
You've had a good season, haven't you, yourself?
Aye.
You feel as if you've still got a couple of years at least?
Andy, I feel good. The only thing I have felt is it takes me longer to recover. So, see, 3 game weeks, I'm having to go right Saturday, I'm having to start Batty's baths, everything, eat properly straight away to get ready, try to get ready for the Tuesday, and I'm still. But so that's hard, but week to week, I still feel good.
So when do you feel your week is match day minus two? Is that when you're really feeling it?
No, but I'm enjoying it, I'm loving it. I don't want to look back and go, fuck, I just kept playing. Because once you stop, you can't then, you know what I mean, you can't then go back.
Realistically, Charlie, how long do you have got left in the game? 2 years?
6 months.
Slaney, I don't know.
Don't want to think about it, you know?
I just hope that when it is, I realise myself and go,
see with the David Keogh. Oh, sorry, man. You go.
David Weir told me. It's now when David Weir left Rangers, obviously retired.
He told you he wiped his ass properly. And that was
wiped his ass through his gooch. But he'd just signed a new 1 year contract. So he'd just signed another year because he'd played 50 odd games the year before. They played one pre season game at Murray Park. Somebody like took a touch, ran by him, went up, says, nah, I'm done.
Did he?
So he still had a year left. So it's like, he obviously thought, I can easily play another year. I just had 50 games.
Aye.
Pre-season, one pre-season game, he was like, nah, I kind of keep
chucked
it.
Wow.
See,
you just know.
See, if you watch your boy Dawson for West Ham, goodness me.
Craig Dawson?
He's playing the Premier League. You see him yesterday? Wow.
Fair chat.
You think Craig Dawson's almost, eh?
You see him yesterday?
No.
And he's playing Man City, wasn't he?
Miles after.
Was he?
Oh, fuck that.
Dearie me, hard crack. He's finished sixth in the league this year on West Ham.
Nah,
is there any young boys at United who are a bit wet behind the ears? You got anybody winning there? Thank you, Bradley.
Are there any stories at Dundee United?
I think so. Doesn't it look like a story sort of dressing room?
That's a good part of the battle, isn't it?
I had a great bunch of boys. That's a good bunch of boys. A lot of young boys, but nice boys.
I seen you gelling the kit man's here.
Me Andy.
Well, Dale McInnes, you told the story about with the motor. You took that your first interview.
I've told that 100 times. Can I tell that again?
Was that good dressing room? Was it Dale? Who did you say Aaron Archibald?
We had five managers that travelled. With fives that travelled, four of them were gaffers.
Why do you think that was?
Why they end up gaffers?
Was there a manager at United too, kind of?
We had Craig Brewster at the time at United. Nah, I don't know. I think he influenced that. I think it just so happened that they were into that side of the game. But it was a great car school to travel with. Brilliant they were.
I'm going to say right now, that's one of the best open goal interviews for a long time. That.
Very I've always good. Liked Derek McInnes. Yeah. I played a couple of Scotland games and always thought he was a nice guy.
And with all due respect, it's probably because it was so surprising. I didn't think he'd be
as open.
His own eye. But brilliant, really. Yeah.
Was he, aye?
And somebody that played under, this gives you a lot of comment as well. Somebody says the first time, remember he talked about that at St Johnstone, he just got given the job straight away. Supposedly his first team talk, he was really nervous.
Was he?
With the boys,
Just shows you,
I know, it just shows you, doesn't it?
You got your team talk planned already?
You've seen it. So is he. I'll let him read it as well.
Excellent, innit?
Oh, he's good.
But you've wrote out your first team talk?
I know what I want to say, mate, to the whole group.
You've got to see the scene.
I don't know, I think.
The five
values. I don't understand managers, though. I felt a few this season as well, doing interviews, and it's almost a try to shield yourself and be this. Just be yourself. I see Klopp and Pep all the time opening up and being who they are.
I agree, mate. I think it's the best quality a manager can have.
Being yourself.
Aye. When seeing it's that dictionary.
Rubbish, mate. Nobody getting away. Nobody's going to do it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to do it. Just be yourself and speak openly and have people to. You inspire people instead of shielding away and. Maybe yes, I don't know.
Yeah.
Be yourself.
No, you're right.
Because that's what he said, didn't it? Because Andrew's obviously, we interviewed Andrew, he said he prefers very much to be standoffish with his players. Dell's saying he couldn't think anyone worse.
But Andrew's maybe just a different character, character. It does definitely comes down to your character, because I know that from past experience working with some managers get paranoid and they want to be close to the players to know what's going on. I remember it, I think it was at Kilmarnock. The assistant manager would come in and sit in the dressing room wanting to hear the stories, to hear what the players are saying. And they're like, well, you might fuck off here. And that's the worst. And I just think, if you be relaxed around everybody and nothing's hidden, I think you get more respect with the guys you're working with.
The old way used to be, keep your distance with it, Martin Neil and all that, never used to. It's changed now, isn't it? There's different ways to lead that, I think.
You can definitely.
Wait to see this for an unbelievable host here, right? A massive shout out to Queen's Park yesterday. I mean, an unbelievable achievement. But the manager that came in at the end, Owen Coyle,
Dungaroo,
the former manager, wasn't it?
Legend.
Was he?
Oh.
Well, he must have been close to Boyce.
Funny guy, man. Really funny guy. Oh, what sort of stuff did he start?
Coyle. I love that. When he
have I told a few Coyle stories?
No, never.
I don't think so.
Never been any here.
He used to join in training. He was good, but they crossed him finishing one day and he'd be whipping it in and he's like, is somebody missing? What? I'm breastfeeding you here. With a gaffer. I'm not here,
that's sensational. See if you missed a shot, would you not blame Sandy Stewart's set or something?
So we used to do in a Friday for cakes. Last one in, got the cakes for the bus, right? So we'd chip into Sandy's horn, he would lay you for a volley. But Uncle used to be like, I'll go first, I'll show you how it's done. He'd chip it in, Sandy would throw it and he would volley it in most of the time, but if he ever missed, he'd be like, any chance, Sandy? And he can face it, well, go again, he'd like, chip it in, go again, do it to his score. What a guy, mate. The best bit I used to do is, see if he scored and he started to walk in, but come back, stay in heckle. Why did you stay in heckle? Stay in heckle.
By the way, what a managerial career he's had.
It's crazy, mate,
I won the league in India this year and then he's came back and done this with Queen's Park.
You called that result as well. I actually thought earlier, so I thought Queen's Park,
Queen's Park finished 21 points behind Airdrie in the league, is that right?
Yep.
Oh, mate, I just felt it in my head quickly.
Do you think the Queen's Park manager says to him before the game, finished 21 points behind Airdrie and not to lose?
Absolutely not.
Quick one about Coyle before we go. Before we stop talking about him. So a couple of months ago, we had a night out during the Scotland game, actually. It was international weekend. We had a night out up St Andrews. So Tony was driving the bus on the way back. So I'll get Tony, he'll go and Coyle on the FaceTime. So I FaceTimed him. He's answered the phone, right? I'm like, hey, Gaffer, how are you doing? I says, you should still be playing for Scotland. He went like, Charlie, a hot folly, he's a hot folly.
Is he a hero, Charlie?
Oh, my God.
He came up to Peterhead, we played him, mate. 20 minutes, stood and spoke away, mate. Couldn't have met a nicer guy, man.
You'll need to get him on, Si.
He's been on.
Why has he been on?
He's been on,
that a long time
that was
ago.
It, right at the start, right of the start came on ahead.
We were getting beat. We were in a relegation fight, right? Fucking absolutely. Backs against the walls, 1-0 down a bit to Rotherham. And the ball went out the side and be the corner. And the boys went to him, Coyle, he grabbed it. And the boys said, like, he said, just like, get it done, getting it gone. He rolled it, flipped the back, just down the corner, went like, zing!
That's legend, that right, you know, man.
It was brilliant for, like, see, just pure enthusiasm and that.
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. It was like, got the boys gone and fucking everybody would feel really, really relaxed. That's the most relaxed I've been with a gaffer. He's still known as a gaffer, but
yeah. Yeah.
He's
that's again him just being himself. He's not trying to be somebody he's not. But that's, and here you go, here's my prediction for next year. Queen's Park will be in the playoffs, the championship.
Right, I'd agree with you.
Yeah.
I'd agree with you because of budget. I'm not going to agree with you because of performance, because I watched one of their games through the week, the first leg, and it was the fuck, it was a hard watch.
I know, but that pitch.
And
that
didn't he blame pitches, Simon? That's you got a first touch. Pitch. You only got a first touch.
It's a hard pitch.
Deal with the ball.
A whole fall is a whole fall.
Exactly, Charlie.
Right, our bro, the dream's over. Devastated. Fair play to Inverness, though, mate, because Willie Collum was doing everything he could.
Wow.
Willie Collum, is that
special? Mate, that second red card
is wild.
I actually don't think the first is a red card.
No.
I think Jack Hamilton.
Oh, no, I don't think so either.
It's almost a foul fade, Jack Hamilton. This actually like jumps into the boy before he gets dragged, but the second one, I don't know how he's
going to call him.
They pick the performances up, didn't they? The referees.
Yank.
Aye. It's a tough job, but
Willie had a good game against Celtic for Celtic Rangers in the old firm at Ibrox, I think it was. And he got a few plaudits for that. But that the other night was fucking nothing short of bars. And Bobby Madden must have been fucking creaming himself in the bath. Because he thought, Willie's taking the pressure off of me.
What did you do with him during the day that made him so angry that night?
Oh, that, really?
Is he back to the swim bar? See, wee Johnny now? What's going on there?
No, he's not.
I think something happened on that couch. Aye. That's why he's so angry.
He's been there. Mate, Gayfield was the hardest stadium in the world to play. The world, I think.
Is that
you can see the wind, mate. It's what, May?
I know.
Is that the joint? That's a lot. Do you think that was their one chance effort again?
Aye.
I did feel for him, man. Especially Bobby Lynn as well.
Mate, one of my grew up on what yeah, a guy, man. One of the best guys in the world.
He came on and played well as well.
He did play well.
He was good, wasn't he?
Well. He did.
One of the greatest humans ever, mate.
He was one that was looking to try and get that ball in the box and attack, but nah. Penalty got to penalties, he just kind of knew beamed into nine men. They were. That's a shame, but like you say, Andy, the fucking see the wind, they were even shooting for like 40 yards out in that in the second half.
Because he's wild, isn't it? But you've got a great story about wee Dodds, you go.
Yeah. Billy Dodds? I don't know how to tell that on here. That was shocking when he done that, wasn't it? He's had that. I'm still about Billy Dodds. I'm not going to give too much away, but that's my team for next week already. Got it put down.
What team's that?
I think we should do it today, man. Will Charlie's on?
No, I've got to get to school.
Why don't we just get Charlie's team there then?
You happy with that?
No, oh, I don't know where to start.
Let me see. 3-4-3.
Who's been good? Who's impressed?
I was asking that earlier.
That's embarrassing. That's
embarrassing. I'm Carter Vickers.
That's good, isn't it?
I can't believe he wasn't.
In the
running team.
So what would your four have been?
My four was Suter, Kingsley.
He'd been great. Kingsley.
This is your shortlist for your four?
Carter Vickers. Oh no, I thought you meant my back four.
Oh, he was going to say.
That's a flyer. No. My four would have been Carter Vickers. Oof.
Sheep.
No.
For Mad Martin, wasn't it?
I'll tell you in a
minute. Carter Vickers. Who ended up being the four?
Can you remember
Gordon? McGregor, aye.
Gordon and
Charles Cook.
Aye, so I would have been Carter Vickers, McGregor, Rodgick and Kyogo.
Fuck's sake. Chucked on Boyd in there, huh?
He winked at me a split second before you went fuck off.
Andy, what was yours? What am I going to eat?
Gordon. Well, no Gordon, right, because I couldn't do hearts, but So, except for Hearts players,
Gordon Duncan,
Tavernier, Carter Vickers,
wee fullback, isn't
he? Who did that? Cal McGregor. Who was my other one? Tavernier, Carter Vickers, McGregor.
Cook.
No, I never done Cook. Cook had a great seat, mate. You can't argue with the goals he scored, but I always thought he was quite quiet when we played against Ross County. I can't remember who my other one was. I actually can't remember.
We're going to do it anyway.
Next week.
A later date.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.